You're good to
All right.
go.
Thank you. Okay, we'll call the meeting of Brookview IFD to order at 10:07 A.M. We have the agenda up here on the screen. We have bond items and then the administrative matters resolution. Is there anything that the board or staff would like to amend the agenda with?
No.
Hearing none, we'll take a motion to approve as presented.
I'll motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. All right, public comment. I don't see any members of the public on the call, but if there is anyone, now would be the time if you'd like to make a comment. All right, moving on to our action items. Adam, did you want to go through these resolutions, please?
Yeah, I'll be running through them, Shannon.
Thanks.
So we're gonna start with the resolution authorizing the amended and restated assessment ordinance and designation resolution. So as you'll recall, we originally adopted the assessment ordinance and designation resolution several months ago. These amended and restated documents account for the revised appraisal, the revised cost estimates, and then the new structure of the bonds now accounting for the taxable series. So similar to what we did when they were first adopted, we will need to post the amended and restated assessment ordinance and designation resolution on the Utah Public Notice website and also physically on site within the district boundaries. And once we've had confirmation that those have been posted in those two locations, that will restart our 30-day contestability period that we'll need to run with respect to both of those documents. Just by way of procedure, after this call, our practice assistant, Mary Barnes, will send out a signature packet with all the signature pages needed for these documents. Once we have those sent back to us, we'll compile the fully final executed versions, and we'll give you the instruction that those are the ones to be posted on site.
And Adam, Mary then will send those to Jake and I, the Pinnacle team, for posting on the Utah Public Notice website. And then Dave, you or members of your team can post on the project site?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, that works great. We'll plan on sending it to both groups.
What's your anticipated turnaround time, Adam? When do we plan to get the signatures through, and what's the no later than posting date that you'd like to shoot for?
Yeah, I mean, I think as soon as possible is the goal here. I think ideally they're looking to get this clock to run before closing. Just with the kind of the setup here and who the buyer is, there's a little bit less of a time pressure to get the clock fully run. But I believe it's DA Davidson's hope to get that started as soon as possible. So as soon as we get executed signature pages back, we can turn around fully executed documents within the hour. So if, you know, theoretically, if depending on how quickly we get the signature pages back and how quickly you're able to post on site, we could have that done by the end of the day today. But if not, if there's any challenges to doing that, hopefully no later than, you know, end of day Monday.
Okay. And you need a picture of it posted on site on the project site for confirmation?
That would be great. Yep.
Okay. Any other administrative notes on that, Adam? Jake, anything you can think of?
Nothing else for me. If there's any questions related to it, feel free to ask. But other than that, I think we could probably move.
Do we have a motion to approve action item 4A, consideration of a resolution authorizing the issuance and sale of the district special assessment bonds?
And just to clarify here, Shannon, this is the resolution. Sorry, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Just want to clarify. This resolution is with respect to the amended and restated assessment ordinance and notice of assessment interest. The one you have up is a second resolution that we'll be considering today.
Okay, understood. Do you then, Adam, want to state the motion for the board to action on, please?
Yeah, is there a motion to approve the resolution of the board establishing the terms and conditions of an amended and restated assessment ordinance and notice of assessment interest for the Brookview assessment area? Yep.
I'll motion to approve as so stated.
I second.
I third it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
So our second resolution for consideration today is the bond resolution. This authorizes the district board to issue the bond subject to maximum parameters. The maximum financial terms in this case will be $15,711,000 in par, an interest rate not to exceed 12%, a maximum maturity of 31 years, and to be sold at a price not less than 95%. So these set the outer limits of the terms that the bonds can be issued at. The board will have the ultimate authority to determine exactly what terms those will be, and can be, you know, lower than these numbers that have been established. And then the other thing that this resolution does is it approves various forms of documents that will be involved in the closing of the transaction. So here that will be the indenture, a preliminary limited offering memorandum and limited offering memorandum, which discloses pertinent information about the transaction to purchasers of the bond, a bond purchase agreement, a continuing disclosure agreement, a completion and loan agreement, and a collateral assignment agreement. And so this resolution approves those documents in substantially final form. But ultimately the final documents themselves will be signed off on and executed at closing. And then just as a note here, there's no posting requirement or contestability associated with this resolution. That's just with respect to the assessment documents.
I'll motion to approve as so stated.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Darcy. Sorry to interrupt. Was the first agenda item that Adam presented, was that on the posted agenda? I just didn't see it listed. Were there both resolutions listed?
This was the language here that was sent over. I don't know if that's all encompassing.
Yeah, that's just the second resolution, it looks like. Adam, correct. I'm not seeing the language on the first
one. Yeah, it should have both.
So I think we might have a problem there.
Are we able to amend this agenda, or will we need to repost and reschedule, in your opinion, Darcy, Adam, Zach?
I think that's up to Zach, but I think we would maybe have to do it separately.
Yeah, I mean, I think on bond counsel's side, Adam, Aaron, do you guys have concern on that, or?
Yeah, I think we probably need to have it on the agenda ahead of the meeting.
So repeat which part is missing here? It's the bond resolution piece?
No, so that had the bond resolution. It's the authorizing resolution for the amended and restated assessment ordinance and designation resolution.
Okay. Well, we can do... Can we get something on the calendar for Monday and handle it then? I know that. That doesn't affect our 7-day budget part of this, right? So.
I was going to say, if we can, we also can add it to Thursday's meeting next week. Or sorry.
That's true.
Wildwood. We do that.
Yeah, I think that until we adopt that, we can't start that time period. So
okay.
I'm sure that well, the underwriter would love us to get that as soon as possible.
Yeah, let's get it on the calendar as soon as, I mean, Monday would be best, right? So we take care of what's on here and then hold a quick meeting Monday that takes care of that.
So you're going to want to wait on this action item A then until okay. We've done that other resolution first. So we'll have both of those again for Monday if you can do a meeting on Monday.
Okay. So did we miss a part of the agenda language that was sent over, or did we just need to make sure that's included then, is what we're saying?
Right. There was a second resolution agenda language, and we can send that again. It was the original language when we had the first meeting that talked about an amended and restated ordinance, but we'll send that again. We'll send them both in the same email so you have them both together.
Okay. That'd be great. Yeah. And then let's, as part of this meeting, why don't we decide on a time to hold that meeting on Monday, and hopefully that won't, you know, really slow much down here.
I think we just need minimal staff on the call. Is 10 a.m. Monday morning, Mountain Time? Does that work for the board?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, it works for me too.
Is there anyone good. Critical yeah, let's do that needs to be on that call, can't make it?
Yeah, it sounds okay. Like we can all be there. So let's go for it and do that. And then we can get that language right after this call. We'll get it thrown into the agenda, posted, and be ready to go. So as soon as those are... As that is done, how quickly can we post that on the property? It can be right after the meeting, or does it need to be the next day? I'm trying to remember the requirement on that.
It can be the same day. And I was just looking back. The language is in Adam's email from Monday at 3:46 p.m. It'll be that same agenda language in that email. So we'll resend it, but if you want to pull up that email, it's in the one from Adam Daly. And we can post on the website and we can post on site immediately afterwards as soon as we have the signatures. We just need to compile. Sorry, we just need to compile the packet and then it can be posted. I should insert that. We just need an hour to insert all the exhibits.
Okay.
Okay, well, after this meeting, we'll get a agenda redistributed to Zach and the Gilmore Bell team, get verification that that's good to go. We'll get a board meeting invite out, and once we get a thumbs up that the agenda is solid, we'll post that for Monday at 10 a.m., and we can reconvene then.
Thanks so much. Sorry to have to do this again. Appreciate you getting it done, though.
All good. Yeah, we'll get it.
We'll get it right.
Yeah. Sorry we didn't get that in on this one, and we'll get it fixed. Good teamwork here, right?
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. Zach, do you want to walk through the administrative matters resolution to close that out?
Yeah, you bet. So just to give the board a little background on this, we do this resolution every year. You guys already did the one for 2025 when at the beginning of the year, just after the district had been formed. And it's essentially a resolution that we'll do each year that's required by the statute. And essentially, it just goes through different requirements of a district. For example, annual registration with the lieutenant governor and Shannon and his team at Pinnacle, as well as our team here at FEAR, we handle all of this stuff. And so we just make sure that, you know, district contact information is posted on the public notice website. There's an annual report that's filed by Pinnacle each year. It mentions the trustee training for the board members. And so we just need to make sure we get have you guys doing these just within. You may have already done it, but you need to make sure that you, each member of the board within 1 year after taking office, completes that training. So I'm thinking you guys already did it, but if you don't believe you've done it, let's make sure that you get that done and get that certificate. Once it's completed, you'll get a certificate of completion. If you can provide that to me and Shannon, we can put that in our files. And then number five is trustee training. There's a couple different board member trainings.
Zach, can you send out the link for that training again? I think I've done it for IFD, but I'm not sure if Scott and Beverly have.
Okay, we'll get that over to you.
I've got that, Zach. We'll send that out.
Okay, that'd be great. Thanks, Shannon. Similar here with the trustee training. It says not more than once per year. So on this one, so just to be clear, on the board member training, you just have to do that one within a year of taking office. That's a one-time thing. But then on this, the next two, those are annual requirements, where the open meeting as well as the grandma, well, the records officer does the grandma training, so that's Pinnacle, so don't worry about that one. It's really just that open meeting training that we'll have you do, Dave. So we'll provide that for you, like Shannon said. We've had you sign the oaths of office already, I believe. I'll double check on those. Shannon, if you're okay, scanning down to number eight. The trustee bonds, the treasurer, we've already gotten that in place when the district was formed. Annual requirement, conflict of interest disclosure statement. So we'll make sure to get these out to you by the end of January each year. Those need to be completed. And then obviously here we list the officers. We've got that. Those are still the same. Trustee compensations. This is really just laying things out. I don't know that there's really much more that we need to do here. Dave, I do have one question for you on the anchor location. Happy to keep it as your office address. If you would like us to change that to our office address, then you won't have to post the physical copies of the board meetings anymore, and we can just do it at our office. But that's not a big deal. So just let us know on that. You want to do that?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay, so we'll update that before we send this out for signatures. The rest of this is really just kind of statute stuff about different types of meetings the board can have. Let's scroll down a little bit more. Shannon, thanks. So the records, recording secretary takes care of those. That's Pinnacle, as well as the electronic recordings. And yeah, the rest of this has really been taken care of. It talks about the budget. I've put in here on number 22. We're going to take care of, tentative and final budget for 2026. Now, we're not doing that in this meeting, right, Shannon and team? But we do have that coming up for the board to approve tentative budget and then final budget. Is that correct?
Yes, and on number 22, the meeting should be scheduled for the 18th.
Okay, I'll update that because I've got tentative approval, tentative budget, and then also the final budget approval at the bottom of that paragraph. So I'll update that. And that's really just kind of go through those requirements by the Utah code section for IFDs. Let's keep going down. I think that may be all that we really need to go over. So it's kind of just administrative function of the district. Again, this resolution we do on an annual basis. We'll send it out, Dave and Scott, to have you sign, and then I'll sign it as approving the form of the document. If you want to scroll down to the signature page, Shannon, that'd be great. Just like you guys did last year. So once we nail down those couple of updates to it, we'll send that out. So when we have the vote here, that's assuming you guys, like you said, Dave, we'll change the address and we'll update the budget meeting dates, and then that'll be good for signature as long as you guys approve during this meeting.
Sounds good.
All right. Is there a motion?
Ready for a motion on that?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'll motion to approve as so stated.
A second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Thank you. And so Jake, I believe, just sent out the invite for the 10 a.m. meeting on Monday morning. We'll get the agenda redistributed, confirmed, and posted today. Have that meeting on Monday at 10, and then the final budget adoption for 2026 next Thursday at 3 p.m.
Sounds good.
All right. Anything else for this morning? Hearing nothing, we'll adjourn at 10:30 a.m. We'll get the agenda hammered out, and we'll see y'all on Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
Great.
Thanks,
everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.